All right, let's head to the Newsmaker line this morning. It's a Tuesday. And let's head to the EMS and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Doug Tepfer is with us again today. Hey, Doug, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
You're the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator at FHN. Tell us what that role actually entails, Doug.
Well, it's actually multifaceted, but primarily the hospital is in case of a disaster, really all roads lead to the hospital, your local healthcare facility. So we have plans that cover our responses, everything from tornadoes and fires and natural disasters to, of course, global pandemics and how we respond locally to those situations. So my role involves not only training the staff to respond to those types of things, but also representing FHN with other healthcare organizations and community partners to be better prepared.
I know that September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, and that applies to both organizations and individuals. For what types of emergencies does the hospital and I guess all of FHN need to be ready for?
Well, I think some of the things that are probably most prominent, obviously, are the pandemic. And that's something that we've been working on even before the World Health Organization really made it a pandemic and it became a concern. We've been meeting and dealing with that since early February. But we also have to realize that there's other things that can happen in the community that can impact not only the residents, but also the healthcare organization as well. And we look at things like tornadoes, severe winter weather, and of course the thing, one of the things that's out there right now is civil unrest and how that can impact a healthcare organization as well as a community.
We're talking to Doug Tepfer, EMS and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. I know that, Doug, FHN regularly conducts exercises to be well prepared as possible for emergencies. Can you give us an example of a recent exercise and how it was handled?
Well, probably the most recent exercise that we've done is the tornado response or severe summer weather response. We haven't done a lot of exercises per se since March because of our response to the pandemic, which is an ongoing response for us. We do exercises that are going to be reflective of what may be representative for the type of weather that we're having or the time of year. We're also now preparing to do exercises centered around our flu vaccinations.
I know that one of the other important aspects of your job is to be prepared for an emergency, to be ready and work with other emergency responders in the communities, area communities. Tell us how that works.
Well, every county has what they call a local emergency planning committee. And FHN is part of Stevenson County's local emergency planning committee and unified command. So they meet on a monthly basis to talk about issues that might be affecting the residents of the county. And how the different areas, the disciplines, whether it be police, fire, EMS, the college, different stakeholders, what their roles might be and how they may help. And then the other thing that we do is we belong to the Regional Healthcare Coalition, which is made up of hospitals in Northwest Illinois. And again, our purpose is to get together and collectively come together and say, how can we help each other in the event of a disaster, man-made or natural, that's going to be best taking care of our community and keep our staff and patients safe.
I know on a personal or family level, September is also a good month for people to actually ascertain their own preparedness plan in case of an emergency for their family. Talk about what people should think about in this regard.
I think there's a lot of things to keep in mind. We have severe winter weather in northern Illinois, and we know that, you know, if you don't like the weather, you wait 15 minutes and it'll change. And I think having preparedness plans in your home, not just for fire, which is important as well, but also for what do you do if you have to drive a considerable distance to work and you can't get home? Or what do you do if you get stuck? Do you have anything in your car that's going to help you if you're stuck in a snowdrift or you have to pull off the road? And I think the same thing can be said for summer weather. Do you have things in your home that are going to help you in the case of an emergency? What if there's a tornado or, again, some other type of disaster that doesn't allow you to leave your home or you can't get back to your home? What are some of the things that you have in place? And there's some really great resources out there. Ready.illinois.gov has some great resources, as well as FEMA.gov from the federal side of it. And we have links to both of those on our website.
I know that, Doug, another thing that people should be thinking about as well is everybody in the family should be up to date on their immunizations and their current health information as well. I know that FHN is making it easier to get flu shots this year again. Tell us about that.
Right. Actually, this year we're doing, we've doubled our flu shot exposures for the community. So typically we do two or three drive-through vaccination clinics a year. This year we're actually doing seven that start on September 23rd and actually run through October 17th. So we're providing multiple opportunities, both during the week and on the weekends, and not just in Stevenson, but also in Joe Davis and Carroll counties for people to get adults to get vaccinated for the flu.
Now, what about a community-wide emergency? What do individuals have to think about or be prepared for if there's a situation that impacts the entire community, like maybe a weather-related event or something similar? What should we be thinking about?
Well, I kind of said in the beginning that all roads lead to the hospital, and people think the hospital is the place to go. And in reality, we have our hands full. So if people are prepared at home, then hopefully they don't have to travel somewhere else. If they do have to travel, having those links to radio stations, television alerts, those types of things that can tell them where to go for shelter. The hospital is there to take care of you if you're sick or injured during a disaster, but it's really not a shelter place. And we have, a lot of responsibilities with the sick and injured that we have to deal with. So we want people to keep those things in mind and just not show up at the hospital there's a disaster, because chances are we're dealing with the victims of that disaster, and we really don't have the opportunity or the means to be able to just become a shelter for the community. But using their resources, such as the radio stations, television stations, community alerts to determine where those shelter areas are, will help them find the resources that they need.
And even if you have a medical issue, if it's a more minor medical issue, it's not the right thing to go to FHN right then, right?
Yeah, if it's something, everybody's qualifies emergency a little bit different. Obviously, your emergency is going to be a little bit different than my emergency. However, if it's something that can wait, that doesn't need immediate attention, we certainly would appreciate it if we don't clog our system. However, we don't want anybody risking their lives by thinking that they're going to be a burden to us in a disaster. We certainly want people who feel they need to seek care to seek care.
And there's a lot of good information about emergency preparedness also on your website, the FHN website. Tell us about that.
Correct. If you go to www.fhn.org, and under the About Us tab is the Emergency Management tab or Emergency Preparedness tab. And it talks a little bit about the program that we have here at the hospital. Also, it has links to different agencies, local agencies, that have good information on disaster response and preparedness.
And also, the emergency care classes at FHN, information available there as well, right?
Correct. We offer CPR classes. We offer a great babysitting class. And then we also do Stop the Bleed, which is a program that we're pretty proud of that we're able to put on, and we do that both here at the hospital, which has been on hold because of COVID, and we also come out and do it too for organizations that are interested in it. And then once a year, we also do an EMT class through the hospital in conjunction with Swedish American to offer that program locally as well.
All right, Doug, always great to talk to you. Great information. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Okay, Douglas Tepfer here today, EMS and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for FHN. September is Emergency Preparedness Month. Preparedness Month, and that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.